Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Despite signs the economy is starting to improve, there are still many people struggling in New England. Among them, Massachusetts lobstermen. WBUR's Bob Oakes caught up with some lobstermen at Boston Harbor.
That is not necessarily a familiar sound, but for many of you, it is pre-boiled deliciousness. That's the sound of lobster tails clacking, 350 pounds of lobster being sorted on the Boston lobster boat, the Privateer, just into Boston Harbor after a day's fishing that started at 5 a.m. 12 million pounds. That's the expected total lobster catch this year in Massachusetts. Lobstermen say the fishing right now is good, but the business is not. In fact, many say they're financially stressed. It's because in this economy, lobstermen are only getting around $3 a pound for lobsters now, compared to $4.50 a year ago and $5 a pound in 2007. The skipper of the Privateer is Paul Pender, who was on the boat with his two sons, one in high school, one in college, sorting the lobsters.
Finally, after years of conservation, we're having a really good catch. And then it's kind of negated by the fact that the price went in the toilet. So we're working harder for less money. It cost me $600 to untie the boat every morning.
If you get what you think you might get for these, your profit for all your work today is going to be a few $100?
If you figure insurance, dockage, my basic $600 expenses is just
running the boat.
It's just what you need to go fishing that day. It's not the insurance. It's not the dockage.
Was it worth it? You got a little smile on your face.
What are you going to do? I mean, you got $100,000+ invested in this stuff, and, you know, you go fishing every day, and some days you win, some days you lose, I guess. I mean, if someone came walking down that thing with a check, I'd go walking up with a check, and I'd never come back here, I'll tell you that much. At the end of the year, when I figure out my catch for the year and my expenses for the year, I'm making 30, 40 cents on a lobster. That ain't going to work. I mean, the future, it's bleak.
Yeah, I guess so. There were other lobster boats lined up at the Medeiros dock on Boston Harbor along with the Privateer, with piles of rope and buoys and stacks of wire lobster traps lined with dried seaweed scattered around. On the dock, we also met Bill Adler, executive director of the Massachusetts Lobstermen's Association. You look at these boats behind us, and you see that they require some significant maintenance out there. You got to fuel them, you got to put oil in them, you got to buy the bait, you got to have the lobster traps, you got to upkeep the boat. There's a guy behind us doing maintenance on his boat now. What does a lobsterman need to get per pound in order to make a profit?
The bottom is $4. If they're somewhere between, at this time of the year, $4 and $5, they can make ends meet. But they need that much. They have a stern man to pay. They have insurance to pay, banks to pay. Bait's a big issue, too, because that's gone up, too, and they use a lot of bait.
On the wholesale and retail end of the lobster business, it's a different story. We left the dock and went to James Hook & Company. They sell to the hungry public and to fellow lobster dealers from their store on the Boston waterfront, where pools of rapidly bubbling water hold 1, 2, 3, and 4-pound-plus lobsters, their claws tightly bound together with rubber bands. The James Hook sales manager is John Mulcairn.
The business is good. It's very good.
When you say that, you mean on the retail end or?
On the retail end, yes. Wholesale is slightly slower, but really can't complain, especially with the economy the way it is.
So we're standing in front of your lobster pools right here in downtown Boston on the waterfront.
Right.
And they're chock full of lobsters.
Yes.
And with the prices down, your price per pound is $7.99, which is pretty reasonable.
$7.99 is for the hard shell lobsters too, and those are always more expensive. The lobsters that you guys were talking about are the new shell lobsters, which we have for $4.99 a pound, which is very cheap.
We were talking to lobstermen, and lobstermen are saying that they're hurting a little bit right now because what they're getting from the dealer is, for them, on the low side.
We are paying lower, so our prices are lower, so it's actually busier for us. But yeah, for the lobstermen, they're not getting as much as they usually get.
And that's the push and pull, isn't it?
Down for the actual fishermen, but up for retailers and customers.
As a buyer, do you worry about the lobstermen in terms of how long they're going to be able to hang in the economy right now when they're getting the prices that they're getting?
No, we're more worried about trying to keep us going right now.
But back at the docks, Bill Adler of the Massachusetts Lobstermen's Association is worried about lobstermen and concerned about the future.
There's about 900 active commercial inshore lobstermen in Massachusetts. It's down from much higher figures. It's been dwindling down little by little. And another problem we have is we don't have a lot of new people coming in. The young generation's going, I'm not going to do that, Dad. I'm going to be a lawyer or something.
If prices stay where they are through the rest of the summer, into the fall, and into the winter, there won't be 900 lobstermen working next year, will there?
That's what we're worried about.
The lobstermen are also not helped by the restaurant economy. Even though lobsters are a good buy, one restaurant on the Boston waterfront was selling a full lobster dinner for just $10 recently. Sales are down. According to one local lobster distributor, restaurant demand for lobster is down 30 to 35% in the recession. For WBUR, I'm Bob Oakes.